Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. A Christmas Surprise by Annette L. Brown. Until I was 32, the same year my grandfather died and my son Matt was born, Santa visited my grandparents' house every Christmas Eve. Bright-eyed baby cousins, graying aunties, and everyone in between sat on Santa's lap. Family members requested elaborate gifts, Lamborghinis, rare jewels, trips to the Bahamas, but inevitably ended with, "What I really want, Santa, is a flashlight." Then Santa uncle or Santa cousin, whoever, donned the velvet suit sewn by my grandmother's hand, would ho-ho-ho and pull a flashlight from his hefty sack. I never knew why a flashlight, but I loved it. I miss that tradition, which was lost with my grandparents' passing, and I cherish those memories. By the time Matt was 3, that loss spurred me into action. I would manufacture a Santa sighting to create a memory for Matt. I would buy the requisite suit in town. My husband Joe would play Santa. I would sneak Matt into position to see Santa. Voila! We would delight in hearing Matt's morning after story. What could go wrong? "Sweetheart, wake up! Santa's here!" I wiggled Sleepy Boy's hand a bit. When he didn't budge, I nudged his shoulder. And then again, with urgency, "Wake up! But shh! Santa can't see us." Or hear us. Matt peeked at me with one eye, then rolled over. "Oh, no you don't." I began pulling him by his arms into a sitting position. When did he get so heavy? "Gonna..." "Sleeping kids don't have bones. See? It's like lifting jelly. Santa! Heavy jelly." Matt sat, teetering a bit, blinking slowly. I lifted him from bed, gripped him under the armpits, and directed his steps as he padded down the hallway. "Shh," I repeated when we settled against the door frame and leaned around the corner. Santa Joe stood from his crouch position, one foot in the cold firebox and one on the hearth, so it looked like he had just slid down the chimney. As he emerged from the fireplace, he chuckled, "Ho, ho, ho," then got to work stuffing the stockings and placing gifts under the tree, nibbling the cookies and gulping the milk. I couldn't see Matt's eyes because I stood behind him, but I imagined them as round as quarters. Staying quiet must have challenged him. "Look, Santa likes the cookies we made him," I pointed out. Matt purred. "Come on, sweetheart. We'll sneak you back to bed," I whispered when Santa Joe turned back toward the fireplace. Settling Matt beneath the covers and kissing his forehead, I congratulated myself on a plan well executed. Matt awakened before a hint of daylight, then boomeranged back from the living room entrance to our bedroom door, squealing, "Wake up! Wake up! Santa came!" Our anticipation of hearing Matt tell us about seeing Santa pushed us from the warm blankets to the couch, Joe pulling a hoodie over his head, me looping a scrunchie around my ponytail, both of us wishing for a steaming cup of coffee. But first, Matt's story. Matt stretched for his stocking on tippy-toes, using both hands to slide it from its mantle hook. He cradled it, then settled on the floor. Thinking I'd help him get started, I asked Matt, "Sweetheart, did you see Santa last night?" He said nothing. Instead, Matt shot his arm into the air to display a container of bubbles fetched from the stocking. I studied him, hunched over his prize, brown eyes intent on his ferreting. I leaned forward a bit and tried again. "Did you like seeing Santa?" He glanced our way, brows furrowed and lips pursed. Well, then he grabbed a T-Rex. Look! And returned to digging for deeper treasures. Joe and I exchanged shrugs and raised eyebrows. Hey, a tractor book and a calloscope! Matt yanked the kaleidoscope from the stocking, raising it to his eye and turned it. Wow! Aren't you excited you got to see Santa? Joe prodded. Matt shook his head in a decisive no as he turned the stocking upside down to shower the carpet with a Pez dispenser, rubber ball, and other tiny treasures that had been lodged in the toe. You didn't like seeing Santa? I pressed. Mom, he retorted on an exaggerated exhale, my body was up, but my eyes were down. Your eyes were, I began, down? Joe finished. What? Joe and I blurted together, our jaws hanging open. We both began slow nods, which evolved to grins, grew to resigned chuckles, and swelled to full belly laughter, the kind that makes your sides ache. We certainly had created a memory, just not the one we expected. That Christmas, I learned that regardless of careful plans gone completely wrong, any experience that ends in laughter warms and brightens our lives, just like a flashlight. Copyright 2025, Annette L. Brown. Annette L. Brown is a mother, wife, and retired teacher who lives on an almond farm in Central California, where she enjoys spending time with family and friends. She is grateful for the support of the Taste Life Twice writers and the Lightmaker Society, and for simply having time to write. Annette has pieces reflecting her love of nature, family, beauty, and humor in several publications, including Pictura Journal, Last Stanza Poetry, Flash Fiction Magazine, Everyday Fiction, and other personal story publishing project anthologies.
Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's R-A-N-D-E-L-L Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.